This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
We are crouching. Me and George.
Tiger, hidden dragon.
Hayes. Ignoring that.
Hayes.
Ignoring that.
You're blowing past.
George Clinton. Bootsy was there, Bootsy Collins, and the Ohio players. And we were in battle. And it's Fungs versus Punks.
Oh, yes, you said.
Yeah.
You were telling me this.
And so we're under heavy battalion fire. The Punks are unloading their scab shooters on us.
Mm-hmm.
And we are getting hit with scabs. And we are getting it infected.
Certain
parts of our body are becoming punk.
If I may, that's not funky at all.
But it was the punks that are firing on us.
And for that to happen to you?
Scabs are punk.
And for that to happen to you?
Yeah.
That's not funky at all.
No, it wasn't. So, and they also have their patch cannons, which are, it's like iron on, they fire iron on patches that cover your nose and mouth.
Okay.
And so it's like an anarchy patch that is now
like a surgical mask.
But it's like now glued over your nose and mouth. And
can you breathe?
You have to start breathing through your ears. And imagine how loud. And so then, so
how loud what?
The sound of breathing through your ears.
It's loud
already
to you.
For me, it's already pretty loud coming out of my mouth. Imagine that through my ears.
So the sound of you breathing through your ears is loud in your ears to you.
The sound of me breathing through my mouth is already loud. This did not happen to me, as you can see. But I'm saying imagine how loud it would be if I had to breathe through my ears instead of my mouth. Already loud.
Well, I'm not going to imagine that because it didn't happen.
That's what it's all hypothetical. Imagining is.
No.
That's what it is. Yes. Yes.
I don't have to imagine that.
You don't have to.
No, I don't. Thank you. Oh, thank you for permission to not imagine
but
that.
But to say that I'm not going to imagine it because it didn't happen, okay? So anyway, we had to summon the funky worm. And he sort of wriggled out of the ground and he chomped all the guys. Who fucking
does he look like the guar?
The guar worm?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations.
Which is kind of like the union, you know, like ultimately that's funk and punk together is guar.
Who was on the punk squad again?
Sum 41. Derek, of course, is like on like a big scabby horse. MXPX. NoFX.
Yeah.
AFI. Don't wave at the dog, Ryan, while I'm doing a show. I just waved at the dog.
Ryan, can we talk about you waving at the dog?
I'm sorry, I could not help it.
The dog doesn't know if you're waving.
Is Chicho a boy or a girl?
Ryan!
Please!
I'll save that for later.
Ryan, now we have a guest
today. This is the only part where I get to do my own stuff.
We have a guest today. Jackie Johnson.
Welcome to Hollywood Handbook.
Welcome to Hollywood Handbook. Is Chicho a boy or a girl?
It's 2019. Gender doesn't exist. Keep up.
Okay.
Ryan is obsessed with gender.
Sorry.
And I wanted
to hear that. Why do we gender everything? Why do we feel the need?
Everything in the office.
Why do we feel the need?
Yeah, it's so disgusting. Penis is a boy.
It's just, you know what I mean?
He wrote penis and vagina next to every name on the table.
Yeah. It really makes me sick to see Ryan come in here and gender every signature on the table.
Well, it's because he's trying to write, draw a dick or something next to Chooch's name.
Mm-hmm. That's right. It's because Chooch's name is on the table and it's the only one that's blank. And that's why he's asking.
Yeah.
I just wanted to say he or she is cute. Your dog is very cute.
I have decided to use female pronouns for Chooch.
Mm.
But she can't really tell me any different.
Yeah.
So that's why I always answer with, I don't really know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think dogs care.
Because it's up to Chooch. Dogs but do don't they? Care.
But do they?
I don't know.
I don't know. I had a... I was telling you guys there was a little kid at my house earlier this week, and he was looking at my dog, and he went, your dog's a boy, right? And I went, yeah, he's a boy. And he went, I wonder how you know that he's a boy.
He's got
Which
a point.
Which made me think, like...
Yeah.
He's got a point.
Well, he's got a point, but he also may have wanted me to, like... clinically show him
or,
my dog's genitals.
Or admit that you looked at your dog's penis.
Yes. What I have to do is that, yeah, I said, well, he has some boy parts, so we just kind of guessed. But I should have...
He admitted it.
Yeah. I should have just ignored it or pretended not to hear, because then what he knew was I was checking it out.
Jackie!
It was a test. Yeah!
Happy to have Jackie.
Jackie! Here you are, and it's time for the show.
Podcast.
Podcast, right?
Right?
Yes.
Yes.
I love a podcast.
Who knows better than you?
Talk about your podcast.
Day. Say what your podcast is.
My podcast is called Natch Butte.
Yes.
And it is a beauty podcast where we discuss what does beauty mean to you?
Mm.
What are your self-care rituals?
Mm-hmm.
What products do you like? What products do you not like? What are you curious about?
Mm-hmm.
Etc.
Starburns.
Yes.
Scarboroughs have their own...
They have a lot of pods.
...network now?
They have a lot of pods.
Within Starburns? Yeah, this I'm hearing this? Is this correct?
They have their independent shingle.
It's
a wolf pop situation.
I'm sorry. We have to just pull the curtain back. So I requested...
Stevia.
Some sweetener. I requested Stevia. This is Splenda, which is not the same thing at all.
Hey, guys.
Your body
here.
Reads this as sugar, and I specifically requested something that your body does not metabolize as sugar.
It reads Stevia as grass.
So get a clue, okay?
I said, man, her body's better at reading than wow. Kevin.
And Kevin said ow even when the sugar packets hit him on the outside. So imagine what would happen to Jackie's body if she put them inside.
Think about that.
I said, I need the stevia. We only have Splenda. I'm sorry, sir. And I didn't want to come empty-handed, so
they didn't
I brought
call
it.
You sir.
Okay.
This story's falling apart immediately.
I mean, I don't know. This place must not be in that good of a neighborhood, because they should have stevia on tap.
I'm so
All
sorry.
All the coffee shops I frequent have stevia on tap.
I was shocked that they didn't. My
Kevin,
jaw dropped.
This is not Hollywood goals.
Honestly, it's not.
I never thought I would say that to you.
I know.
I promised myself I'd go my whole life without telling you this. What you're doing now, what I'm seeing in the studio, where I have to do a podcast now, is not Hollywood goals.
My coffee has a special treat in it.
Ooh.
What is that?
It's not me.
It's cinnamon.
Ooh.
Oh,
cinnamon's anti-inflammatory.
Mm.
It's really good.
And I'm feeling that.
You're feeling flammed?
Mm-hmm.
I'm feeling anti-flammed.
Yes. Love that.
Jackie!
Jackie, you're here.
Yes.
You saw the podcast.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're on our podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Tell us about our podcast.
Well, y'all are both celebrities. And you talk about Hollywood.
That's what it says
that.
In the description,
that's what it
for
says.
Sure.
That's what we actually started out thinking it would be.
We want to do a little bit of the show that you do, the stuff you do on the show, we do it here. And then people say, that's interesting.
Yeah.
But can we make it fun? Can we make it a game? Can we present you with an interesting challenge?
I'm intrigued.
Beauty challenge.
Beauty challenge. Makeover challenge, David Pumpkins, go.
I would love to make over David Pumpkins.
How would you make over David Pumpkins?
I think I might bring in Tan France to like update his wardrobe.
Okay.
Maybe do something new with the hair. Relax the curls a little bit. A little more tousled.
Yeah. Speaking of Tan France and hair, this is just an interesting thing. This is a stolen theory of someone else's. But I have a friend who firmly believes that Tan France wears a hairpiece. This friend does not have any hair, mm-hmm. and is like, you know, I watch this guy on TV be yourself, embrace yourself, show your real self to the world. And I'm like, this fucking dude's wearing a rug. Really? So anyway, if that's
did
true,
is this person maybe famous for writing a book about baldness?
Yes. Yes, my friend who was on the show once, Goldie, please do buy his book, So You're Going Bald, by Julius Sharp. He has talked about this with me, and now I'm always looking, going like, is he right?
Have you Googled it? Because there's probably some images.
There may be, yeah. I mean, we were like, really? No one else suspected it? And then he was like, if you're bald, you know.
How interesting. I really want to look now.
You would straighten David Pumpkin's hair.
I wouldn't straighten it. I would just relax.
But you'd relax the curl.
Well, they're very tight. And so I think I would do more of a tousled, beachy, wavy look. Mm-hmm. More like LA Cool Girl.
So what are we doing? Like
you only have so much time.
Yes, definitely a sea salt
spray. As you're going through the ride. So you have to get in. So that's part of the challenge.
I would definitely be able to do that in a short amount of time. If you have the right products.
And you have to basically be, so pretty much you have to be, first you have to get in the SNL audience. Mm-hmm. You have to kind of have to know someone, especially to sit on the lower level. And to be able to get up there during the show is live.
Yes.
Your only access
to in the title
is going to be when they are shooting.
Right.
So you have to get up there in a way that like, people aren't seeing or is contributing to the comedy of the show.
And by the way, as you're getting in there, you've got to not get karate chopped by Colin Jost.
Yes.
It's true.
Who is working security at all times.
He guards on the scenes he's not in.
He only has update. So for the rest of the show,
full-time security.
He's up there and he is locked and loaded with a big chop.
That even then when it's Che time. That's when the guys he just knocked out are like getting up again and he has to go punch up.
I have an idea. I'm spitballing here. What if instead of going the audience route, I get employed at SNL? So I'm already behind the scenes. Player. The guards are down. We all know how easy it is.
Now, are you thinking of spending the first few seasons as a featured player, or do you want to go directly into the main cast and have your own credit sequence where you're doing something fun in New York, and what would it be?
I think I would definitely do a quick head turn where my earring dangles. Mm-hmm. Like, so I turn, and then, like, you see my earring move while I, like, stand there.
Location.
And the earring's moving too much.
I would hope not. It would be tasteful. You know me? It would be tasteful.
I would definitely want
Chooch involved.
But you're also a comedian.
That's true. So it might be funny if my earring's moving a lot.
Have you heard about what my credit sequence intro would be?
No, and I want to know.
It's Central Park.
Yep.
Set the scene.
At night.
Central Park, midnight.
Okay, yep.
No moon in the sky. Mm-hmm. Push in on the sexy duck, the Mandarin duck. Mm-hmm. Wait a minute. That's no duck. It's a hat. I bust out of the water. Mm-hmm. I'm wearing the sexy duck. Yes,
that is. I'm giving up. I'm giving up all my dreams. There's no way I can even.
So the dangly earring thing I think works too. I mean, if you had to pick a favorite, if you see all the cast members and one person's got an earring swinging and the other one is the sexy duck at Central Park.
Yeah.
I'm at the Amtrak waiting area at Penn Station and I'm freaking out about how there's a pigeon inside.
You're trying to get other people to be as concerned as you are.
They're acting like they're not noticing that there's a pigeon just walking around inside this building.
And you're kind of panicked.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shooing? I am trying to get the pigeon out.
Y'all sort of
know
sweep
these are very quick vignettes, right? Like literally they're like 2 seconds.
Hayes has got, I think he got at least double time for his.
Mm-hmm. My name's kind of long.
That's in the contract, right? Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I go by my middle name as well.
Mm-hmm. You gotta toss in a middle. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Your middle name is
For Horses.
Ah, yes.
Funny.
Yeah, I'm on freaking SNL.
Yeah. What do you think? How do you think you get there?
See, I wasn't even.
Just go to Harvard.
I wasn't even trying to get on the cast. I was thinking more like janitor staff, like something that I could maybe. you know, they'd acclimate me to the backstage area. I'd be ready to go.
The custodial arts. Okay.
Yes. And then just boom, right when the David S. Pumpkins, don't forget middle initial is S. Right when the sketch starts, I'm ready to go in there and do a moment.
David's Pumpkins.
Any questions? That is smart.
Or should I try to get on SNL like I have been doing for the past 10 years?
At least as a writer.
Yeah.
Then you get to watch from the writer's room.
That's right.
Beauty challenge. The Sphinx.
Think about the Sphinx.
The what would you Sphinx? Do?
The one of the biggest
legendary
face.
Sphinx.
The biggest face.
The mysterious Sphinx.
You know, I'm going to be honest. I don't know. I'm confused. Are we referring to the Sphinx? Or the Sphinx?
It has a P.
Okay, yeah, got it. Now I'm on board now. The Sphinx, got it.
The Sphinx.
I also have my slight lisp from my retainers.
It's because
my new
you're wearing
braces.
Your Invisalign.
Yes.
Can we edit out the sound of Jackie's teeth?
Yeah.
Adjusting into place.
Yeah. I already
people are really into ASMR. It might help y'all's downloads, honestly.
That's true.
And Kevin's nodding like something, anything to help the downloads.
Help.
Okay.
The Sphinx.
Okay. I think the Sphinx could definitely use some moisture.
Desert climate.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So I would say we definitely need to start with a sheet mask, which I did bring some for y'all.
Oh, great. I get to wear this?
Yes. Well, you don't have to, but...
To apply the mask, are you going to need to answer the Sphinx riddle?
Most definitely. Most definitely. There is a Sphinx riddle that you're going to have to answer.
This is going to be good. Firm.
So and this is a mask.
This is a flash mask.
Spelled.
And I gave y'all firming.
Now, is this when I open this... What is it going to be like? Is it going to be just goo?
Well,
is it going to be some kind of paper? It is, okay? It is a paper. I just don't want it to like explode.
Get all over you.
You putting it on?
Yeah. I would be careful because I don't want y'all getting the microphones wet. We call that essence.
Okay.
That's what the mask has on it is essence.
Mine's got peptides. Oh, and I'll be a soy boy. There's soy protein in it.
I gave y'all both a firming mask because we're all in our 30s here.
Yes, it's falling off.
30s if I'm lucky.
Every day I have to kind of slide it back on. Okay.
Exactly.
Now, here is this square. What do I do with this? It is wet. How do I make it?
That's the essence.
How do I make it something I even could put on my face? What is this paper? So this other paper? A paper towel? I need a paper
towel? Well, I just don't want you getting essence on the mics.
You unfold it, Hayes.
Yes, right. You unfold it.
Is there going to be a little hole for my nose?
And eyes and mouth. And I did bring y'all lip patches as well, which I would also give the Sphinx.
Would I wear them at the same time?
You could. I always multi-layer.
But lip would go first, huh?
I would say last.
Oh, okay.
I see the face hole.
Yeah.
The shocking visage.
So basically, y'all are living what I would be doing to the Sphinx. I would give the Sphinx a mask.
So effectively, I become a Sphinx.
Exactly.
Now, you'll
perhaps
need
I'll learn its secrets.
A contractor.
Yes.
To get a mask.
And Chooch smells the mask and is coming over like, this must be my my caretaker.
How do you feel?
Because there's a mask being.
How do you feel? Oh, look, it even has a flap, a neck flap.
So I put this over my neck part?
Because, you know, we love a good neck moment on Nash Butte.
I am wet.
People neglect the neck, and the neck is very important. It can clock your age, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, you look fantastic.
Neglect the neck.
Don't neglect the neck, honey.
Okay, here we go.
I didn't know y'all were getting a bonus neck flap.
But my neck is kind of under my head in a way. I'm supposed to be lying down.
No. I think that's fine.
Well, it's just hanging. The neck flap just hangs under my chin.
Well, try to like wrap it and stick the sides to stick on the mask.
Like bib.
Yeah, like a bib. Like a face bib. But look, it has like perforated edges, so you could remove the neck flap if you didn't need it. And you could maybe put it somewhere else.
I can save it.
You could save it. You could save it for a snack for later. Yeah, the neck flap's not working. On either of your face shapes.
I have to hold it.
Yeah. But I do like the vibe. It's sort of like a little gobble.
It is a whole ass mood.
It is a whole ass mood.
And the vibe is immediate. So let's talk a little bit about how long I should be wearing this mask. Okay. And the kind of things that I could do in public with the mask
on. Yes. Well, in LA, I see people in masks going about their daily business.
They're robbing unclocked. You, sweetie. They're robbing you. You are being robbed by the town.
Oh, sweetie, the town is getting you. The nuns from the town are getting you.
I would be honored if somebody tried to hold me up with a face mask on. I would be like, I get it. You are out there, you know, TCBing, mm-hmm. and I hear you. Mm-hmm. This town is hard. What can I help you with? You know, I would be honored.
And you honor me by admitting that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're the right person to ask this question. This is a question I've asked to many of our guests.
Yeah.
Would it shock you to know that I was once considered very beautiful?
It would not.
Okay, that's the first time it has gotten a response.
Finally.
Even.
Yeah. Great. Perfect. This is Natch Butte.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I will also say your skin is really good. I clocked it immediately when I walked in.
Wow. And what's my skin type?
That would be something that you would need to really personally check in with about. Mm. I can't really see that on
you
my
can't
own.
Can't tell.
What's
I would
yours?
Have to touch. I would say dry to normal. Mm-hmm. And I've been having breakouts lately, which I am not okay with. Mm-hmm. That is not something that normally happens with me.
Okay.
So I've been going through like a transitional stage in my life, and I
little
think my body's
stress.
Reacting.
Is it maybe because Kevin put Splenda near you?
100%. I will be dealing with this later. Yes, so thanks for that.
Earlier, Jackie made Kevin look at her arm because
he assumed he that she might think ingest that. Sugar.
Yes.
So it was like, well, then maybe you didn't see her arm?
If you see the arm, you know I don't fuck with artificial sweeteners, okay? Or real sugar. I need stevia, which is from the earth.
But do you eat fruit?
From the earth.
Yeah, but that's not processed sugar, so
but
it's different.
But that's real sugar.
But it's not processed.
But it is sugar.
Hey, gang. Looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the mom in your life? Well, Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. You can find the hottest, most beautiful pictures of your mom for Aura's annual MILG event. MILG, that's Mom I'd Like to Gift. This Mother's Day, let your mom know you'd love to gift her. She's a MILG. Tell her that. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts, even the friends in your life, they all can be MILGs. They're moms, and you'd like to gift them. So go ahead and find the most gorgeous pictures of your MILG, upload it to an Aura frame, give it to her, and you will be awarding her with the best digital photo frame as named by Wirecutter. Selected as one of Oprah's favorite things? Okay, that's big MILG energy. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to MILGs of all ages. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. That's right, listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's A-U-R-A, frames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Celebrate your MILG!
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to, like, smoke down a big-ass tree right now. And, like, they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is.
Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math, I had 5 million, each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys, rocketmoney.com/theboys.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hollywood Handbook.
Now, I think we've probably gotten the Sphinx mostly made over. Is there any... When I'm looking at the Sphinx, and I hope this isn't offensive to say, it's a little boring, that face.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I hear
kinda
you.
Kind of all the same color.
That's what I'm saying. We could use some contrast, some contouring.
Thank you, yes.
Definitely a little blush.
Airbrushing.
Or a rouge, as we call it in the South. I would definitely do a lip on the Sphinx.
You have to do a bold lip on the Sphinx.
A bold lip on the Sphinx, 100%. I'm thinking like something summery, but also something that kind of serves the desert vibe. So I'm thinking kind of like a terracotta, like kind of a rusty red, maybe metallic rusty red.
The Sphinx is missing its nose, no?
Whose nose are you beginning hugely and gluing on?
Emily Blunt.
Oh.
Tasteful.
Very
classic.
Nose.
Yes. I mean, I didn't even have to think about that.
Mm-hmm.
I love celebrity noses. We could do a whole show on just celebrity noses.
Mm-hmm.
No, I have
can't.
A
no.
We okay, don't have got time, but, got we, it. But it's possible. Mm-hmm.
We could not do that.
Okay.
Yeah. Here, never.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for setting me straight.
Beauty challenge.
Makeover challenge. Garfield.
First of all, orange tabbies are my favorite cat.
Uh-oh, here we go. We've stumbled onto one of your specialties.
Yes. So I feel like Garfield is so authentically himself. Part of me wants to say, I would not touch a thing.
Mm.
I would just maybe get him a daily sunscreen.
And Garfield probably wouldn't let you.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Nasty
animal
cat.
Testing is not okay. I would say get him a daily sunscreen. Mm-hmm. We all should
sunscreen
have one.
Sunscreen is on a cat is fine.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, big globs of it.
Yeah, just smear it right in. Get those ears, get the tail. Mm-hmm. So I would do a daily sunscreen and then get him a really good night cream. And I think he's set. I think he's already really living his best life.
Mm. Night cream.
Moonscreen.
Moonscreen?
That's what night cream is.
Yes.
We have the cream to protect you from the sun.
Sunscreen.
Then now we need something to keep off the sort of some of the harmful
some
energies
of the moon.
Of
beams.
The moon. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes. You're really onto something.
Yep.
If I were you, I'd cut that out because you could totally go on Shark Tank with that shit. Like, I should a line of Haze products.
I should cut that out.
Yes.
You're right.
You should cut it out.
Because someone's going to make that cream.
I wish he'd cut it out.
Yeah.
You put
a fucking guy. Makes me sick.
P.S. These are flash masques.
So they should be done now. They're
only supposed to be left on for 5 minutes.
Yeah,
I don't want y'all having reactions on my watch.
Mm-hmm. But this is why we bring the pros in.
But you still need to do your hydrating lip gels, which I brought.
Are we going to be able to talk with those on?
No. Here. There is a hole, though. There
Chef Kevin, trash, please.
Can you handle that?
This is Splenda.
I cannot believe you brought me Splenda packets. What is this, 2002?
Kevin, put this on your lip.
Oh, that's a good idea. Give this it to them. Give it to them.
Give it to Kevin and Ryan.
Makeover challenge.
Beauty challenge. Kevin
Chef
and,
Kevin.
Kevin and Ryan's ghastly lips.
You know that a guest here was recently came in and said that Kevin is the most attractive person out of the three of us?
Didn't that happen on stage, on a live stage?
It's happened twice now to us.
Yeah.
Fuck me up, man. I love objectifying men because
women have it happen to them so often. It's so fun when we get to like objectify men and like pick them apart.
Oh,
it's
so you like that the cycle continues. You
Bring it on. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I think you might have, you need to take that other layer off, that white layer. Oh, wait, no, that's like not it, honey. It's right here.
Oh, my It's the part God. That you tried to think was trash.
This is Splenda all over again. Kevin is.
Oh, it's slimy.
Yeah, it's supposed
to be.
There
you go.
Okay.
There you go.
How do I look?
He's like. So,
you're instantly the most attractive man in the room.
Yeah, that's happening.
Now
before.
I agree.
Now I get it.
Oh, Ryan.
There's even a little hole.
Ryan does it very naturally. When Kevin does it, he's like simultaneously enjoying it too much and doing it wrong.
I can't find the hole.
Okay.
No comments.
Not going near it.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Taking the high road on that one.
We're leaving it alone. And hey, my condolences to your fiance.
He teed it up, and we did not take the bait.
No, mine just ripped in half. But
well, you're talking. You're not supposed to talk.
Yeah, right.
You're supposed to take this moment for yourself and reflect upon your day and your life, you know?
Man, my skin is juicy now.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
That mask got me juicy.
I can tell from over here.
Oh.
You're looking very juiced.
Man, I'm like the freaking Sphinx over here.
The Sphinx would be so jealous, honestly. The Sphinx wishes it had your juice.
Well, I think I got my money's worth. It freaking ripped in half.
Is there a freaking echo in here?
I actually had him Venmo me in the hall. So.
You're not even allowed to Venmo her inside the studio. She makes you go out in the hall to do it. I don't want to see you doing that.
Beauty challenge, Greg Grunberg.
I have to look up who that is.
Okay,
This is exactly why he needs a beauty challenge.
Mm-hmm.
This right here.
It sounds familiar, but I have a lot of people to keep up with. You know what I mean? He's
friends with JJ.
JJ's buddy. Like this guy.
JJ's best friend.
I like this guy. He was on Heroes. You know, I was an extra on Heroes.
Hey, tell me a little bit about that story time.
Sounds like there's a story there.
So, I used to be...
Let me put another pot of coffee on.
Did you meet Hayden Panettiere?
I did.
Sounds like a story brewing.
That's a story.
I used to be a professional background artist.
Ah.
And I worked the circuit, honey. Pretty much every TV show or movie that came out between 2007 and 2009, I'm in. Keep up, you know? I am in the season 2 opening scene of Heroes.
Oh, yes. And what are you doing?
When Hayden Panettiere is going to school. She's, I think, starting at her new school, and she's looking around, and she's with her dad, and she's like, wow, all these girls look so grown up, and because I'm tall, they chose me and these other two girls to be, like, the hot, mean girl vibe, and we, like, walk past her and, like, give her a look, and, and she's petite, so it was like, oh, she's intimidated because all these girls are tall.
Yep.
Did they mention how she is, like, a superhero, and she, like, saved the world already?
Nope, because in high school, it's an even playing field.
It doesn't matter.
You know what I mean? No one's impressed.
Yeah,
no
they
one's
got
impressed
the same
with that.
Problems. You can feel insecure still, even if you save the cheerleader, save the world.
Exactly. If anything, that might make you like the weird kid, you know? So anyway, I'm really famous. I didn't want to bring it up, but it kind of organically happened.
It naturally happened that we mentioned heroes, and then you have to tell your hero story.
So that was my hero story. I only worked on it one day.
I also worked on heroes. If you remember, Silas was always looking at... Silas the Vilas was always looking at watches and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
One of them was my watch.
Mm-hmm. Look at you. Were you friends with like the prop department or something?
No,
or?
They stole it. They beat me up and stole it.
Was he wearing a face mask?
He had on a face mask, yeah. But, you know, just to be that close to a production for a show that I love.
Yes.
Heroes, I'm still watching. Yes. I mean, that's so good. It just held up.
I was involved with Heroes as well.
Let's hear it.
Here we go. Let me put on another pot of coffee.
Do you remember what the main guy, one of the guys is? Japanese.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember what the guy's name?
Hero.
And who do you think would come up with something like that?
Only the Haze Man has the friggin' brains to put a guy named Hero on Heroes.
That his name is what the show is about.
I love the layers, you
know? It is like Becker and Seinfeld.
Mm-hmm. It's like Becker. Becker, he did it. Mom.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Haze was involved with that and the brainstorming period of like, well, if we're going to call the show Mom, let's have her be the mom.
Yes.
Yes.
Very clever.
Yes.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. Perfect example.
Yes, exactly.
When that guy would walk in and everyone would go, cheers.
The titular character of Cheers.
The thing we need to remember about Becker whenever Becker comes up.
Yes, we do have to mention this.
Is, of course, the famous interview where the man who created Becker was asked, is Becker you? And he said, no, Becker is you.
He's all of us.
Mm-hmm. Well,
or the interviewer. We never really figured that out.
It may have been the interviewer specifically who was Becker. But it seems to be that Becker, who was sort of lightly racist, right? Mm-hmm. Is all of us.
I don't recall watching that show.
He's grumpy, man.
Is it Ted Danson?
This doctor's pissed off. Yeah, it's Ted Danson.
Okay, so I remember a little bit. I love a sitcom.
Mm-hmm.
I love a sitcom.
It's a situation comedy for those who don't realize.
Oh, right. I'm sorry. I should have specified
that.
No,
it's okay.
I feel like your listeners are kind of in the know. I mean, slightly at least.
I hope. You know. Yeah, they're at this point.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So they're in the not in the yes.
Yeah. In the no brains department.
Yeah.
So are we going to talk about Greg Grunberg or not?
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah.
You know, he's got a little rosacea on his cheeks in these photos. So he's a little red.
Yeah.
So I think he needs to do a toner.
He's ruddy.
I think he needs to just kind of even out the pH of his skin.
Mm.
So I would do a toner.
So he needs to become a basic bitch. Is that what you're saying?
A basic bitch.
He's.
I'm telling you, Hayes, again, if you put out a toner and you called it the basic bitch.
Because you are trying to levels out your pH.
That. You need to write all these down.
I have to cut
it out. You gotta cut it out.
You gotta cut that out.
I would buy that. Because every time you'd open your cabinet, it'd be so cute, you know?
Yeah.
You'd like LOL to yourself. Imagine all the Instagrams.
And it would make people think also that their skin is like too acid or something, right. Which is like obviously fake and like not real. But then it would be something that they would like feel scared about and they would have to get.
And I love a good fear mongering moment. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's how to motivate sales.
100%.
Yeah.
Halitosis, you know, was created just to make people think they need to buy Listerine.
Yes. Here at Earwolf, they want us to start saying that if you don't buy Stitcher Premium, you will be killed in the night. That if you don't subscribe, that's what the copy said.
Yeah.
That you'll be killed in the night by basically like SEAL Team 7, who's like even SEAL Team 6 is scared of them because 7, 8, 9.
It's true. We all know that. It's true.
So that's what they wanted the copy to be. I wasn't comfortable with it personally.
Mm-hmm.
And then Chef Kevin told me that if I didn't read it, that SEAL Team 7 would come after me.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not scared of that, obviously because of my training.
Mm-hmm.
I trained with Colin Jokes at the dojo at Harvard. But other people could be very nervous. And so I'm just, all this is to say that fear-mongering, it's an excellent sales tactic.
I agree.
The ad is someone listening to an Erios podcast and one of their headphones falls out and they just hear, go, go, go.
I've got a clean shot. Wait for my signal. It's disgusting, you know? Mm-hmm. But at the same time, they've got to move units of Stitcher Premium.
I feel the pressures.
I don't have to make this connection at this point. Can we think of someone who was not subscribed to Stitcher Premium?
The Spanx.
That's one.
Someone who's like recently in the news.
Oh.
Jeffrey Epstein.
Jeffrey Epstein,
yeah. He was a luminary guy. He loved their podcast.
He could afford it.
He's part of the,
he could afford it.
He's part of the Illuminati, yes.
Yeah. So you know, not saying that's what happened, but it's not what happened.
You were saying that halitosis is fake.
Yes.
Then why does Scooch have to go to the dentist?
I love that you just called my dog Scooch. I love that.
That's funny.
I love that you just did that. You know, she's had a lot of things, her name butchered in many ways. I've had Cooch. People come up to me all the time, they're like, oh my God, it's Cooch.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, I named my dog Cooch, you know? But Scooch is a new one.
That's new?
And I love it, honestly. I had a fish named Scooch growing up. You know those little sucker fish that suck to the side of the tank?
Oh, yeah.
My mom named it Scooch.
Oscars.
Is that what they're called?
Well, they would be called Oscars sometimes, but then they have a more formal name that's like Plucyotomus or something. Mm-hmm.
It's Plucyotomus for sure. Yeah.
Plucyotomus.
Yeah. Yes.
I have one of those fishes.
Yeah, I got all that.
Oh, y'all have aquariums?
The fish would suck the doorknob off Holly Weird.
Yeah, it'd be in a friggin' movie.
Are y'all both fish folk?
Boo. Wow, we're touching on a sort of a sensitive area for me.
Hmm.
Yeah, we used to have a shared aquarium.
Mm-hmm.
A sharium?
Yeah.
How would that work? Would y'all drive the aquarium across?
Yeah.
It wouldn't.
I guess it wouldn't work ultimately. Yeah, it should have been.
I got a family of betta fish.
Yep.
Which
Betta fish? Like
Beto fish.
Beto O'Rourke?
At the time, that was a funny thing I would say, yes.
Got it.
Sean, the idea of betta fish was like threatening to Sean. Gave Sean kind of like, he would be like, where's a fish? Just like pass my tank and be like,
whatever. That's funny, man.
But he was like, Matt, you were mad.
I wasn't. Okay, let's settle this. I wasn't mad. I was annoyed. Okay, I was a little annoyed that you would really lean into the fact that they were betta fish, and you would say, hey, have I shown you guys my betta fish? Better than Sean. Which I'm like, not necessary. At once, it's funny.
Mm-hmm.
Every time, Hayes.
But it's once for each person. Okay. It's new for each person.
That's what comics do.
See? Yes.
You repeat material when there's new audiences. It's very common practice in comedy. I don't know if y'all know that. Listening.
Yes.
That's kind of a common thing.
I guess I didn't.
So Sean got what he called a Japanese fighting fish, but was really like a big trout.
Mm-hmm. With boxing gloves on.
Yes.
Yeah.
That he put in the tank to fight my fish, and it did just crush them, and it killed
all the bettas?
It killed all the bettas, and all the water spilled everywhere. Oof.
Yeah, and it killed all the clown loaches.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, now who's the clown?
Mm-hmm.
Papa Loach. So it didn't work, and really another part of it was Hayes refused to clean it.
Yeah. Well, you know, the Scoochy fishes, they clean for you.
Hmm.
That's their job.
The pluckyaks.
They're a working fish.
Suck the doorknob off Hollywood.
Yes.
Yeah, they're basically trying to.
That's what I'm trying to do,
they're
too,
every day.
They're
willing to suck the doorknob off Hollywood. Well, this door's got a friggin' latch on it. Totally different. When you show a fish this door, they go like, where do I suck?
They don't know where to start.
It's really sad, man, mm-hmm. what happens to some of these fish. Mm-hmm. So
beauty challenge.
Beauty challenge.
The honeycomb
monster.
Grinch.
The honeycomb Grinch?
He is honeycomb.
He is a type of Grinch.
Me want search honeycomb
me
now.
Search me want honeycomb.
Me want honeycomb now.
Okay. Hmm. I mean, I know like the honeycomb bee.
That is a different.
That is a okay. honey nut Cheerio bee.
Okay. Touching that. Got it. I see him. Okay. He's really cute. And seems like an individual.
Well, you could turn into him if you crave honeycomb hard enough.
Well, then I'll never turn into him, if I'm being honest. Mm-hmm, as we've established, I'm not a fan of sugar.
Stevia come over.
Yes. Okay. He definitely could use a perm. Mm-hmm. And I think I would add some extensions because mm-hmm. his hair, I get the vibe. It's like I have wild hair. It's flowing, you know, mm-hmm. but it's just a little scarce.
So David's pumpkins, we are relaxing.
Yes.
And Honeycomb Grinch, we are
expanding the hair. Maybe we could call Tan France's hair guy and get him a piece made. A hair system, right, is what they call that. A hair system.
The Honeycomb Grinch with just a little shock of gray.
Yes. I think that would really serve him. I'm seeing some discoloration on the face, so I would take him to Sephora and color match him and just get him a tone that would maybe serve his undertones a little better because they are looking a little like kind of purpley toned, and nobody wants that.
No.
We want to look warm and glowy.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
For the summer, you know?
His lips don't want to be purple. Like going purple, like it's a blood flow issue.
The skin, yes. Maybe lymphatic drainage, they call that.
He may need some lymphatic drainage.
Mm-hmm. Most definitely.
And I'd love to get him just exercising more.
You know, and that's a personal choice. That? Sure. I think that's a personal choice for everyone. You know, everyone's on their own journey with that.
It should be, I make that decision.
Mandatory.
I should be assigning people different exercises that they do. Mm-hmm. This is something we talk about a lot on the show. I've been trying to get Chef Kevin to, every time he enters the studio, whether it's to take a photo, whether it's to drop off coffee, he hits the floor for 16 inchworm push-ups. Is that so much to ask, Chef Kevin?
No, but I don't know what it is, so I keep just trying different things on the floor.
That ain't an inchworm push-up.
Could you do one push-up?
Maybe.
Push-ups are hard.
Dude,
I hate
don't get
them.
Me started,
I
man.
I hate them.
They suck.
Don't get me started. Let's talk about beauty challenge.
We gotta wrap up soon.
Okay.
I'm ready. Throw it at me.
Okay. I'm thinking of one.
While he does that, do you have anything? You have a Stitcher Premium show.
I have Stitcher Premium content. Of
Oscar
course.
The Grouch.
Perfect. Oscar the Grouch. You know, I would imagine because he lives in a trash can, he probably could use a signature scent, like a fragrance.
A fragrance.
Because nobody wants to smell. I think it's fair. I don't know. That might be close-minded of me. I think most people wouldn't want to smell a garbage smell. That's just,
okay.
I think that's safe to say. Most of us wouldn't enjoy the smell of,
we've come
know,
a long way
trash.
In 2019,
yes.
And there's been a lot of progress made in not judging people. We talked today about gender constructs and you know, objectifying men instead of women, all these things that are positive, but we still think of garbage as stinky.
You caught me.
And that has to change.
You caught me. I admit, you're so right. I even kind of caught myself, but I kept going, you know? Mm-hmm. I felt insecure in the moment.
Yes, you were aware of it.
Yes.
Look, obviously, you're a stinky ally.
I'm a total stinky ally. I would declare myself a proud stinky ally. But, you know, every once in a while, allies do slip up, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, that's what being an ally is all about, is learning. And listening.
Yeah. Well.
But do you think he's grouchy because
he's
stinky and he doesn't want to be. This is something that I would ask him, you know?
This is the nature versus nurture thing, isn't
yes.
it?
Yes, completely.
Is he too proud to admit that that's what's going on? Because he would have you believe that he actually loves trash.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And he sings a whole song about loving trash.
Right. But and is that just
on the computer?
He's being insecure, you know? Like, he's mm-hmm. like, yeah, of course I love trash. Mm-hmm. But really, he wants out.
He wishes he could leave.
Right.
Because
look at his hair. He could definitely use a cream rinse. He could, I think everyone could agree, he could definitely use a cream rinse.
Somebody cream this guy.
I mean, you know what I, like, these are like crinkled up curls.
Yeah, it's a little, they look very clumped yes, and stuck together.
That can't be comfortable. That can't be comfortable.
No, that's right. It's probably, I mean, imagine trying to get a comb through there.
You couldn't.
Mm-hmm. You couldn't.
You absolutely couldn't.
You'd lose your comb.
You would, the comb would break
Goodbye.
Off.
Bye, comb. It See would, you later.
Yeah, where did it go?
I was ending the show. Bye.
Hollywood Handbook. That was a HeadGum Podcast.